Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We continue our conversation today with Diane Creek of the Tow River Health District. We'll start off today talking about testing.
Well, there's a couple different things that have happened. The state's protocol is still the same, so it's still pretty strict. You have to be a healthcare worker living in a congregate setting like a nursing home or assisted living or some kind of group home setting. You have to be some kind of a like law enforcement to get tested by the state or have a chronic health condition that puts you at higher risk. But LabCorp, which is where we send all of our tests, they will accept anybody, any kind of test. It doesn't matter. And so the problem we've had in the past couple months is that we haven't had enough testing supplies. And so we've started getting more testing supplies coming in, and so now we're able to test more people. The symptoms by the CDC have also changed, so now they include a cough or shortness of breath or difficulty in breathing or fever, chills, repeated shaking with the chills, muscle pain, headache, vomiting or diarrhea, a sore throat. The kind of the weird one is the loss of taste or smell, which a lot of people have experienced. So if anybody has any of those symptoms or if anybody has any questions, please call the health department and a nurse will talk to you and talk about your symptoms and decide whether you need tested or not. In most cases, also a good thing that's happening is that the testing results are coming back within 48 hours in most cases. So we're not waiting the 2 weeks, which is how it was a month ago, which makes it really tough on people. So we also have a couple options on what kind of test to do with you. There's the nasal pharyngeal, which it goes up into your nose and back into your sinus cavity, I guess. I'm not a medical person, but it goes back pretty deep into your head. So there's that one, and then there's also just a nasal test, which just goes, it's a little less invasive, and it goes just in your nose, and you can even do it yourself. So that works pretty well. The test is a little bit easier as well.
As it is going now, what does it cost? Is there a cost involved to be tested?
There is no cost to the people at all. If you have insurance, please bring your insurance card because we can bill insurance. There's no copay, so there's no cost to you at all. If you're uninsured, there is a payer source and that we can use to pay for the testing costs, so there's also no cost to uninsured people, which is excellent, because otherwise the health department would have to absorb that cost, and it would get real expensive real quick. So there's no cost to anybody to get tested.
One other thing that causes a lot of concern, a lot of folks are wondering about, should you wear a mask?
Yes, you should wear a mask. If you're out in public and you are having trouble social distancing from people, you know, if you're in a store, grocery store, whatever, and it's crowded and you have a hard time staying away from people, go ahead and wear a mask when you're out in public. It helps protect you so that when you cough or sneeze, your germs don't go on other people. And it does offer a little bit of protection against outside germs coming in. So wearing a mask, I think, is a good thing. And there's a lot of interest in people wearing masks right now.
As far as going back for a moment to testing, if someone thinks they would like to be tested, just contact their health department in the county they live? Is that what the way you do that?
Yes. Call the health department in the county that you live in. We'll be, and we're still on Facebook, so you can see all of our up-to-date numbers on Facebook and all of our phone numbers. Please call the health department. We'll be happy to test you. It's super simple. The nurse or the provider will talk to you and see what your symptoms are, see what your concerns are. Then you drive up to the health department. You give us a call so that we know you're there. And then we come out in all of our PPE and we do the test outside in your car. You don't have to get out, so you can just stay comfortable in your car, and then that's it. And then you go home and we call you with the results.
Thank you to our guest yesterday and today, Diane Creek of the Tow River Health District. If you would like to hear both parts of the program again, the part from yesterday and again today's, or if you know someone that might like to hear them, it may have not got to hear them on the radio, please remember they're available online at our website. Just go to where it says Community Close-Up, and you will see them both there. Again, thank you to Diane Creek of the Tow River Health District, and thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.